Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
CCTV cameras, bin bag bans, underground bins, all ideas that have been suggested to tackle the scourge of illegal dumping in Dublin City. Now, numerous Irish Business Against Litter reports have identified Dublin's north inner city as one of the dirtiest urban areas in the country. But despite various initiatives, the problem of dumping persists. So what is the solution? Well, I'm joined now in the studio by Olivia Kelly, who's Dublin editor with the Irish Times, and also Janet Horner, who's Green Party councillor for Dublin north inner city. And I suppose a good place to start is to get a handle on how big and expensive this problem is, Olivia, in Dublin's inner city. Can you just tell us about it?
Well, as you say, the Irish Business Against Litter League, and they have Antashka out doing their surveys. The north inner city is pretty much always bottom of the table of 40 urban areas. It might creep up to number 39. It always slides back to number 40. It's a persistent problem. The council have tried various things over the years to tackle it, but they, you know, there'll be cleanups. It'll just re-emerge again. And you were talking about the you know, what this means, the costs of this. I'm not sure if we have figures specifically for the north inner city, but the council spends about €1 million a year just cleaning up illegal dumping. So it's an expensive problem, and for people to live with, it's just a horrible problem. Mm-hmm.
€1 million a year and it's still not solved, Janet. So you represent some of those areas. I mean, have you got a sense of why the problem is so bad in the north inner city in particular?
I think the north inner city is a very complex area. So one of the reasons why we haven't solved it is because it's not a simple one. It's not simply down to individuals who just don't understand the problem, but there is an element of that. Some people I know aren't putting out their bags on the right day, for example, and then by the time they're come to collect, they've already been opened by seagulls and strewn everywhere. In some cases, we have a lot of deliberate dumping from people coming outside the area who see it as a place where it's just not well looked after, so it's an easy place to dump in.
Is it mostly household rubbish? Is that what we're talking about?
A lot of the time it is, but there's also, you know, you're getting pieces of furniture, like the end of my road, you know, you walk out the door, you might see mattresses, you'll see TVs, you'll see but you'll also be seeing last night's takeaway, obviously just strewn about everywhere, that the seagulls have torn to pieces. Mm-hmm. And I know people have sort of said the indignity of trying to walk your child to school in the morning and you're walking over nappies, you're walking over through dog poo, you're walking through takeaway wrappers that are strewn to pieces. Like, it's undignified, it's unhygienic, it's not good for people's quality of life. And when we are trying to encourage people to have a living city and a city where people live in the city centre and have access to all the amenities of the city centre, it is something that I think genuinely tears at people's sense of enjoyment or willingness to feel it's a way of life that works for
your
them.
Your sense just of well-being is, you know, completely knocked out of kilter. So we know that Dublin City Council then, Olivia, were due to roll out these CCTV cameras in select part of the city just to catch offenders. That was supposed to happen at the end of last month. We're into February now. It has been delayed. What do we know about it?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the delay is about. The City Council have asked them, but they haven't come back to me on that. Now, it could just be resources. You know, as I say, a lot of work goes into waste management. It's all possibly part of the same team. You know, they've actually put the signs up now. So the signs say that you're being filmed, and they warn you of the penalties, which can be up to €4,000 if you end up in court over doing this. But the cameras, yes, the council say they're not operational yet. I'd imagine we're not going to be talking about a big delay. I'd imagine they're going to be there in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Is that your understanding, Janet?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's the next couple of weeks that we're going to see those cameras up and running. And as far as I understand, they are just ready to put them in and turn them on now. But it has been a long process to get us here.
Cameras were tried before, weren't they, in 2014? That didn't work out.
Well, it depends how you term that. The council loved them. The waste enforcement section, they put them up in similar areas, and they said that there was what they did was, and I it worked for them at the time. They went and they got the images that they had taken from the screen grabs, from the cameras, and they made a big billboard poster. And on that billboard poster, there were 12 different images of people illegally dumping. Now, their faces were blurred. You couldn't see who they were, but it was a name and shame tactic, essentially. You could see two lads carrying a sofa into someone's lane and dumping it, you know. And the council said it was effective, that people stopped dumping in those particular areas. Now, how effective it is in, you know, the wider area, do people just go down the road and dump it where they don't see the camera, but where they saw the billboards? So you had the cameras in certain areas, and then you had the billboards in a wider, so they're getting value for money mm-hmm. out of the cameras because the billboards were in a wider stretch.
But then the Data Protection Commissioner came in and said
it was disproportionate, yeah. Said putting up posters of people was disproportionate. And then the Office of the Data Protection Commissioner did a wider review nationally of local authorities and how they were using cameras. And they said, you don't actually have the legislative provisions here to be using cameras in the way you're doing it. So we need new legislation. So that new legislation was brought in 2002. And since then, up until now, the council has been trying to devise a way that they can use that legislation without falling foul of the Data Protection Commission. And what they've decided now is that they can't actually even, if you're walking along with your bag of rubbish and you decide to throw it there and you have a big smile and wave at the camera.
Yeah.
They're saying now that they can't do anything about that, that they can only use car registrations. So if someone drives up in their car and throws the bag from the car or gets out of the car and puts the bag outside the road, well, then they're saying they can pursue that. But we're talking about an area of the state with pretty much the lowest car ownership in the mm-hmm. state. So I'm not sure how big a problem it is, people driving into the north inner city to get rid of their rubbish. I don't know how effective it's going to be.
I read, Janet, that when that was announced at Dublin City Council, that the faces of councillors who were in favour of these cameras just dropped when they thought that's the only way you can use the cameras.
Yeah, I mean, it is so limited, do you know? And I think for a long time, there's been a perception that CCTV can solve all the problems here, but it can't. Like, CCTV has to be one string in the bow here of how we are trying to tackle the problem. But the idea, and I've taken issue with some of my fellow councillors in this, that we should just leave everything to CCTV to solve the problem is just not going to work. Like, we have to take an education approach. We have to change our bylaws so that we can do enforcement in a much more streamlined process and tackle, you know, in a lot of the cases, the streets where these cameras have been put up at the moment, which is Belvedere Place, Sherrard Street Lower, in and around that area, you're talking about multi-let houses where you might have 20 people in one, subdivided into different yeah. flats and houses in there, but they're all in one unit. So we have to have a way that we can hold a landlord accountable for saying, well, you have to make sure that your tenants have some way to actually safely dispose of their rubbish. And we have to have some system where we can ensure that in short-term tenancies, there is some follow-up on those. So we know that people are actually going to know what the system is, have an option to follow the system correctly, and then be held to account where they are not doing it. And at the moment, all those things are incredibly cumbersome. The courts don't like it when Dublin City Council are taking, we aren't taking that many cases, but the courts certainly don't like it when we do, because it's considered too small fry, I guess, for taking up court's time. But if we don't tackle the issue and we don't try to take some cases, we don't try to hold people to account, then you've just created a system where everybody knows it's just a free for all.
Yeah.
And
okay,
you are the mug because you're the one paying your actual bin charges on the street and you're the only one.
Let's have a listen to this, because our reporter Maura Fay went out and she asked people on Belvedere Place and Sherrard Street Lower if there is a problem with illegal dumping in the area.
Yeah, it's very bad. Like, all the time you can see people dumping stuff here, like fridges and like furniture in general. Yeah, everywhere. In this street particularly.
Would you welcome CCTV being brought into this area to catch the culprits who are dumping that kind of thing?
Yes, definitely. Because like all my neighbours, I can see like almost every single day they throw in stuff in the streets. You know, it's dirty. Nobody's cleaning here either. It's very bad, yeah.
It's really bad, it is, yeah. Like, it's in your face. It's like, it's filthy, the streets are.
What kind of things do you see on the street?
Just like all rubbish, you know, like cuppy, like nappies and all that, and like old clothes and all that and stuff, you know, and just all other rubbish, you know, empty packets and stuff like that, and milk cartons and all what have you.
They're bringing in CCTV to catch the culprits who are dumping this rubbish. Would you welcome that?
Big time, yeah. It's really bad because it's we need to take pride in our streets, I think, you know what I mean? It's wrong, like, you know what I mean, the way it's gone. It's gone very bad. It's gone on years, but it's ridiculous it's going on in 2025.
There should be more cameras put in because at the moment it's just getting out of hand between seagulls and people going through bin bags just to get bottles. And basically it's ending up just destroying the city, especially when it's windy and the weather's bad.
Yes, there seems to be a lot of even like a fridge around the corner and clothes that were right outside a house.
Would you welcome CCTV being brought in to tackle the problem?
Yeah, I think that would be one way, or else I suppose it would be up to the government to start bringing out more initiatives at the council.
You'd like to see actually more council workers maybe coming to clean these streets?
Yeah, I think that would be the most effective way to tackle it.
Yes, there is, yes. See rubbish bags all being left at the bins and people just dropping bags, yeah.
What would you like to see being done about it?
I think they should have more bins in the area. Like, there's not enough. The bins that were in the area have been taken out and they haven't been replaced, and that's a big problem as well.
They're bringing in CCTV here to tackle the problem. What do you think about that?
It won't make any difference.
Why is that?
I think people will just still do it. Whether they probably will bring in the CCTV, but it probably won't work. You know, it'll either be the cameras won't be on or they'll be broken or something.
Various levels of faith there in the cameras. But Olivia, the cameras that we were talking about now, they're only part of the plan. There's more to it, isn't there?
Well, yeah, we have, people have mentioned those black sacks an awful lot, you know, and they're at the start of this year in the southeast inner city, around 90 streets there, they were banned. So you can no longer put out a black sack. The reason people were still using black sacks is space. You know, so if you're in if you have a business or if you're in a house that just does not have space for a big wheelie bin, that's why you were allowed to use a black sack. And that derogation is in about 8 years now. The council wants to phase it out. It started in the south east inner city. It's planning to move it to the north inner city by the middle of this year, starting in the area around Henry Street and Liffey Street. So again, that business area there. But the plan is we'd eliminate black sacks because they are a big part of the problem. As you say, you put it out, the seagull comes and rips it up if people particularly get the wrong day and it's sitting there for a few days. But as well, the plastic bag is how people, you know, illegally dump a lot of their rubbish as well. Mm-hmm.
So they will be gone. That's going to be phased in. There will be more cameras, though, on things like textile banks and bottle banks.
And I think this is where the cameras possibly be more effective, because at textile banks and bottle banks, that's where you do have people coming in their cars. Mm-hmm. You know, people come up in their cars. There's a complaint. People say, well, I came and the bottle bank was full. It hadn't been empty. So I left mine there. But the council will say as well, a lot of people just come. The bottle bank is not full, but they couldn't be bothered getting out and putting bottles in. So they just leave the box there or the bag there.
We'll leave it there for now. Thank you both for coming in. Olivia Kelly and Janet Horner. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.